What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Big Q. This is Team Boy TV game time for NFL Week 10. I'm joined by the lovely
Bernie B.
As always. We are 10 weeks in. I got some stuff for you this week.
Okay.
So this week on the podcast,
we're
going to take our very first look this season at the playoff pick.
Okay.
Early, right?
Okay.
Where
it stands right now.
We're going to take a look at that. We also going to take a look at, because it was a big power shift last week.
Mm-hmm.
Big power shift. A lot of stuff went down.
Okay. We're
going to look at the NFL.com power rankings and see how you feel about that, right?
Okay.
And I got a nice little one for you. The MVP race, some new players have popped into the picture.
Hold on.
We're going to look at that as well. Those are a couple of things we're going to talk about this week. And we got a couple of stories. The big news is, we can jump right into it. Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton has been put on injury reserve for the season. They're going to shut him down for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So all the speculation of when he's coming back and so on and so forth, we can shut that down. Now, the other question is, this whole thing about the $19 million against the cap, and that's another discussion, right? But, you know, they shut him down, and Kyle Allen ain't got to look over his shoulder for the rest of the season. So, with that news being out there, what you think about that?
I felt that was something they should have did from the beginning of the season. You know, the owner, Tepper, talked about he wouldn't mind if Cam sat the season out before the season started. And honestly, I think they should have never even started Cam this year. You know, they say he doesn't need surgery. He just needs rest. And so they should have had him on IR to start the season off, to be honest with you.
I think so, too. I think it was more of Cam wanting to be that competitor. And he thought he was going to try to play. You know, the conversation, what it was at the beginning of the season, it was, you know, like you said, the owner was like, you know, he was cool with Cam sitting this one out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course he wanted to play. Ended up being a little detriment to the team. Look, the whole situation that caused a lot of controversy, a lot of conversation about his future here in Charlotte. Me, I'm in the camp of if the owner is signing off and saying, hey, look, right from the get-go, let's just sit our guy down and let him heal up 100%. I'm in the camp of, I'm not worried about this whole narrative of Carolina moving away from him. I actually believe that they're going to sit him for the rest of this season, let him heal up, pay him to do so, and then because he got one more year left on his contract, which is the 2020 season, I think they're going to go ahead and pay him that $19 million, and I think they're going to offer him a new contract. That's what I believe.
Well, I think you're being a little hopeful there.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think it all depends, honestly, how Allen plays out the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
If this dude gets him to the playoffs,
they're not going to the playoffs.
If he gets into the playoffs, you can forget it.
Okay.
Because you got to think who's coming out as a wild card, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the NFC West is going to feast on each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rams, whatnot, they're going to feast on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the South, you know that New Orleans is coming out of mm-hmm. the South. Out of the East is Dallas or
Philly. But it might not be Philly. Most likely it's Dallas.
Most likely it's going to be Dallas. And no one else in that division is going to get a wild card. So if the Panthers can get into the playoffs, it makes things look a lot different.
Mm. I don't know. You know, because I'm going to tell you why I really don't believe that. Because I've seen this play out before. You remember a couple years ago what happened when one Carson Wentz, franchise quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, went down with injury. They replaced him with one Nick Foles,
mm-hmm.
who came in, lifted the team up, carried the momentum into the Super Bowl. If I'm not mistaken, they won it. And then the very next season, Carson Wentz remained their quarterback and Nick Foles got shipped off to Jacksonville. I'm just saying, history got a tendency of repeating itself. That's all I'm saying.
And I would agree with that, except that Nick Foles wasn't really that good.
Right.
He just had momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if Kyle Allen, what his ceiling is.
Right.
We kind of know what Nick Foles' ceiling is. Nick Foles now hurt and out.
Yeah.
So we kind of know what his ceiling is.
Right.
We don't know what Kyle Allen's ceiling is.
Right. I don't know. I just got a feeling it's like one of them situations where it's good and it's bad. It's a double, like, you know, maybe the Carolina office is feeling like this might be a Jimmy Garoppolo situation, and they don't want that. They don't want to have to, you know, send Allen away, and I mean, maybe they struggle the next two seasons with Cam, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, man, we should have held on to him, because, I mean, if anything, Allen is making a case for himself right now, right? You know?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know. I just got a feeling that, you know, if anything that Carolina probably need to do, especially now with this new ownership and everything, it's time to build a legacy here in Carolina. And I you don't trade away the absolute best player your team has ever had. Oh, no nonsense. You let this one fall completely apart, and that's when, you know, let Cam finish his time. You know what I mean? that's what I believe. But that's a whole conversation for a different day. But that's what I wanted to kind of lead the story with. We talked about Nick Foles for a second. I read on there that Nick Foles is getting the nod for the start. The Minshew experiment is over.
Really?
Yeah.
So I thought Foles was hurt.
No, Foles, it looks like, let me pull it up real quick so I can show you what I'm talking about. Look like Foles is getting the nod. See, Marone picks Foles over Minshew as Jags starter. I'm just saying. I think the Minshew experiment is a done deal.
Well, you know? Okay.
How you gonna react to that?
I mean, them losing had nothing to do with Minshew.
No, I don't think so. But I think, look, they. I don't know what the trade entails for them to get Foles down there to Jacksonville.
Right.
But maybe Marone is like, I don't, you know, we need to get a return on our investment.
Got you.
You know, dude came down here and played two games and got hurt. You know what I'm saying? Right. We know what we got to mention. I mean, we're good with that. You know?
Right.
Like, but let me get a return on my investment. Let's get number 9 suited up. Get him into the game. I mean, because where the Jags at right now? I think the Jags are second in their division right now. Behind the Texans, I think. No, actually, mm-hmm. Are they even behind the Colts right now?
I'm thought sure. The Colts were in first place.
They might be. So I don't know. Maybe Doug Marone, you know, he want to try to, you know, make a play to, you know, to push to get into the way. I don't know. But he made that decision. There it is.
I'm surprised by that. Yeah. But he was hurt, right? So We always say you don't lose your job to injury. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. So yeah, the Minshew experiment is over. Which I kind of like that kid though, but he again, just like a lot of the backup quarterbacks, which we saw a lot of them just in the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of them opened some eyes, you know, and I mean, you know, going into the off season, depending on how things shake out, we still got a lot of football left to play. But a lot of these dudes, Teddy Bridgewater, Kyle Allen, even though Kyle Allen's a rookie, I don't know how much stock he got. But then there's Gardner Minshew, who's also a rookie, I don't know how much stock he got. A couple of these other guys, these young dudes who stepped up in place of the injured, you know, quarterbacks. There's that dude up there in Pittsburgh who's actually, I found out, didn't even notice until our repairman told us. That's from my hometown of Rock Hill.
That's right.
Rudolph. Yeah, I didn't know that. So you had him. So there's a couple dudes out there, you know, making a little name for themselves.
Okay. That's your story.
They're making a little name, you know. I'm just saying, I mean, I know people like Teddy, definitely.
Right.
He gonna get a look. Don't know about Allen. I think they'll keep him on staff here in Carolina. Minshew, you know,
I think they're gonna keep him there.
I don't know. So, with all of that, now let's get into this. I'm gonna see how you feel about it. We'll get through this kind of quickly because there's been some shakeups, right? We're not gonna do the whole full list. I like to do the top 10.
Okay.
Power rankings for this week coming from NFL.com, and I took a look at it and I was like, oh, you're gonna love this, right? So we got the Vikings at number 10 and them fell 5 spots down. They are 6-3. They at number 10 now, right?
Okay.
6-3 is actually in the NFC is actually not bad. They are only 2 games behind the leaders, which is the San Francisco 49ers, which is 8-0. Then there's the Packers, I think, right? Oh, no, the Packers took a loss last week, right?
Yeah, to the Chargers. Well, this to the Chargers. Yeah. But, so they're, like, when I hear that, I'm okay with them at 10 until I see who's ahead of them. Mm-hmm. Then that's when the problem starts for me.
Okay, well, let's see.
Yeah, so at 10, they're okay.
So at 9, you got your Houston Texans, right?
Okay.
Same record, 6-3. They dropped one spot, right? Okay. Again, they talking about J.J. Watt being gone for the season. They lost him all that kind of stuff. So, but you know, I like their running game in Houston. Mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson proven, he's throwing his name into the MVP race, which that's why I wanted to, I kind of blew my little secret that I had for you last. But we'll talk about that. But yeah, so the Houston, same record as Minnesota, except this is AFC. So these are bottom two teams in the top 10 power rankings. The Texans for the AFC and the Vikings for the NFC.
Okay, so far I'm okay.
All right, cool. So we're rolling to the Chiefs who, hey, you know, they would have, if everything was going the way everybody thought it was going to go, mm-hmm. they would have been up in the top five.
Right.
But, okay. You know, that ain't down here. But they're still in the top 10 after everything that went through.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. you know, and that's, and they went up a spot, so that's good too, right? So then they goes to the Dallas Cowboys at 7, which I'm not, you know, they have won their last two games, right? So they lost
you
three.
You can't put Dallas at 7. Yeah, it's too high.
Yeah.
Because Dallas lost to the Jets. That's terrible.
That was way, way long time ago.
What you talking about way long time ago?
Yeah, that was like in week 5, right?
No. It was the week before the bye.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
So they lost to the Jets. They had the bye. They came and beat the Giants last night. Not playing anybody.
Yeah. But they won their last two after losing the previous three.
I can't put them ahead of the Chiefs and the Texans.
Right.
No.
Especially since they
should have come in at 10.
Yeah. They're on the bye week this week. So basically they got the same record, but because the Cowboys on the bye week this week. All right. So ahead of them, you got the Seattle Seahawks who, they had a big test. That was against the Buccaneers, right? I was a little bit concerned because they let the Buccaneers hang around in that game.
But, you know, Jameis Winston is good when he's not a turnover machine.
Right, yeah.
When he becomes that turnover machine, of course, he's terrible.
The margin for victory for the Seahawks offense does shrunk a little bit. They used to blow people away. And it used to be
They don't have any defense anymore. Right, right. And that's evident when you're going 42 and 52 against the Bucks. Like,
it's, like, it's like every game this season, man, they've been in a battle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ain't like they showed up nowhere and just went and had an easy game. They had to scratch the claw for pretty much everything.
Right.
And I guess that's why Russell Wilson is one of the ones everybody talking about for MVP. All right, so you got the Packers in there still at 7-2. They took a loss recently, right? They just lost.
They just lost this Sunday to the Chargers.
Yeah, so they got them at 5. But they came out strong, and now they just now kind of showing weakness, right?
Okay.
You know, I didn't think they were a strong NFC team.
I wouldn't have put them at 5. Yeah. I think that's too high.
Yeah.
But okay. I mean, because you, it's hard because you don't know who's ahead of them.
Right, yes. So then you got the Baltimore Ravens who, you know, look, you know, everybody was talking about it going into last weekend. It wasn't even a doubt in my mind. I knew that the Patriots were going to lose to the Ravens. I knew it.
Right. We called that.
Right. So that was a big power shift. They jumped six spots up.
I mean, they should. They've had some quality wins. They beat the Seahawks. They beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
So they've had some quality wins.
Yeah.
So I think. I think everybody's tripping
because they got a loss to the Browns on their record, right? Which is weird. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
but I mean, that's a division rival.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to throw the records out the window when you play a division rival.
I guess so, right?
I mean, we always hear that.
So we got the Patriots at 3, down 2 spots because they took a beat. And again,
I'm confused here now.
Yeah.
So only teams that could really be above them is San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then who else?
I don't know, but definitely San Francisco, right?
Okay, right. Because they're still undefeated, so they got, to me, they should have the number one spot.
Because they're the only undefeated team left.
Right. Who else is above
them? So that would be the Saints. Oh, and that works.
Okay. Yeah, you know okay, I forgot about the Saints.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, so I am okay with this.
And I think the only reason why you got Saints 2, Patriots 3 is because
the Saints won like their last 6 games.
Right, and the Patriots lost this week, so they had to, you know. So that's the reason why they went that way.
Okay.
So the top three, I'm pretty sure you agree with, right?
I'm good with the top three. Because when
you get to that middle point, you got
Dallas coming in at 7.
Yeah.
I don't see a Green Bay up that high.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like they were on slow motion playing against the Chargers. Like, they didn't even want to be there, it looked like.
Yeah.
So
a little rough, man. But that's what we're looking at this week. San Francisco, still perfect on the season and looking like they might be the best team in the league right now, which I still having a hard time coming to grips with that. Of having a I'm having a little bit of a time with that. Even though I watched, like I said, I really watched them play when they played against Carolina. I actually really got a chance to really see them play. Mm-hmm. Because obviously, you know, the way we watch football with the red zone, like I see bits and pieces of, and the red zone only shows you the good stuff. You don't really see a lot of bad stuff.
So, right, you just
so
see
if, highlights. If they got some areas that are not so great, I haven't seen them yet because I haven't really watched only one full game.
Right.
And that was against my Carolina Panthers, right? Which they looked outstanding in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on defense, right? So, it's just for me, I know everybody else say, oh, they ready to stamp them and put them in the Super Bowl. But I don't know. They remind me of last year's Rams.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always leery of teams like this in the regular season who just rattle off wins like this.
Right.
And then when we get into the postseason, they get shocked, you know? So hopefully this group of young boys, they can experience some adversity and some hardships before we get into the postseason.
Yeah.
So they'll at least be ready for it. But right now they looking good. Right?
Yeah. I would have to give them number one slot. I mean, they're still undefeated. So whether I think they're faking or not, they're still undefeated.
Yeah. All right. So this will be doing the very first look. If the playoffs started today through week nine, this is what we got. Now we know in the AFC side of things, the 1 and 2 are going to be the Patriots and the Ravens, right? I mean, anybody going to think nothing different of that, right?
Okay.
All right. And then you get the 3 and 4 is your Texans and your Chiefs. And your 5 and 6 are going to be your Bills and your Colts. So number one, the Bills in there, 6 and 2, which is for me still super surprising.
Right.
You know what I mean? Nothing else on this board on the AFC side really, I guess maybe the Colts too, but then when you look at the still alives, ain't nobody close. So in the AFC, so like you got the Colts at 5 and 3 and the next team is 4 and 4. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it is what it is, right?
It is what it is.
You know what I mean? So, but you look at the AFC right now, you have any qualms or disagreements with what you see right here?
I have a feeling that what you see now is not going to be the way it ends up in terms of the four. Like the Colts, the Texans, the Bills, Kansas City. I think the Bills is going to end up getting bumped out. By who, I'm not quite sure just yet.
Because look, this is your still alive teams, right? And I'm telling you, the rest of the running is a little weak, right? You got Pittsburgh, Oakland, Jacksonville, Tennessee, the Chargers, the Broncos, the Browns, definitely not the Dolphins and Jets or Cincinnati, right? So you can take these ones. These ones all off the board. Denver, Cleveland, Miami, Jets, and the Bengals. Take them off the board.
The only switch up that I honestly think is going to happen,
yeah,
I think the Oakland Raiders are going to sneak into the playoffs. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, the rest of their schedule is pretty soft.
Who's representing the West? Okay, so you got the Chiefs representing the West. So like they're behind by like 2 games. I mean, you know, not saying that the Chiefs can slip up 2 games. I mean, we still got a lot of football left to play,
right?
You know, they could, but if anybody is gonna, because the Bills are behind.
So wait
the
a
Patriots
minute.
By 2 games.
So who has the wild card from the same division? Who?
Oh no! So these are the wild card teams here.
Okay.
So you got the Colts, the Texans, the Chiefs, and the Bills. So
the Colts and the Texans are from the same division, though, right?
The Colts and the Texans are from the same division. Yes.
Right. So that's the extra person coming out of the
So the Colts are really like the wild card team, right?
Gotcha.
Now, the Colts are. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And even though, of course, you got the Patriots and the Bills in there from representing the same division as well. Right, but the Bills are so the Bills and Colts are two really really wild card teams. I mean, obviously nobody's in there with Baltimore, nobody's in there with Kansas City. So
right,
you got that. But yeah, so like I said, it's going to be tough. I think that if anything changes, I mean, you may see some go on. I got a feeling that Patriots won't finish with the 1 seed. I think Baltimore is going to finish with the 1 seed. And I think by the time it's all said and done, when and the Patriots start taking these L's, because they got two more L's coming.
Right? Which is, who are they playing?
I gotta look at their schedule again, but I think it's two more L's coming. I think they got KC on the schedule late, and they have one more outing with Buffalo.
Okay.
So them the two that I'm thinking, right?
Okay.
And there might be an NFC team on their schedule too that might get them some problems. Mm-hmm. I think it's a Green Bay or somebody in there, mm-hmm. in there like Minnesota, somebody like that. But I just got a feeling that Patriots won't get the one seed. They're gonna have to, if they want to get to the Super Bowl this year, they're gonna have to fight for it.
So, who are the Buffalo in the division with?
They are in the division with the Patriots.
So it's Buffalo. And the next Jets.
One, and then the next one in there would be nobody. Yeah, the Jets and the Dolphins. And they know we're close. So.
Okay.
Right. So that ain't going to happen.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It kind of like depends what the rest of the schedules are.
Yeah. It does.
Who they're playing.
Yeah, but only, like I said, the only thing I can see from here, and we still got, you know what, another seven, eight games to go.
Right.
I don't think I really see is like, Baltimore getting that one seed.
I would love to see Baltimore get that one seed and then have New England not have everything go through New England.
No, I don't think it will be. I think actually you about to turn a playoff, so I think New England will be the three seed, and I'm thinking maybe somebody.
So they won't even get a first round bye. I don't think so.
Not this year. Mm. Like if they want to get to the Super Bowl this year, they're gonna have to
work for it.
Yes.
Absolutely. Wow.
I think so. Because you still got KC going to make sure that don't happen. And the Texans are in there too, so.
Yeah, and to see KC win this week with Matt Moore was pretty good. So. Yeah.
So as we move over to the NFC side of things, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, the one seed is the Niners. You got the Saints as the two seed. We got the Green Bay and Dallas pulling up 3-4. And then we got Seattle and Minnesota at 5-6, right? With the next teams, is the Rams at 5-3, which is the same record as the Cowboys.
And the Rams aren't going to make it.
And then you got
the
Panthers, who could slide in with on that 4 or 5. Philadelphia still, So LA, Carolina, and Philly. Those are the three. So if anybody going to disrupt anything, it's and you mentioned it earlier. You know, you were saying like if Carolina could get, it's weird. I feel like with the way things going, Dallas can implode at any given time, right?
Yeah, but you still got to have an NFC representative. So what's happening here is the Seahawks is there, and then you got Green Bay and Minnesota.
Yeah.
So somebody's got to either get ahead of Green Bay mm-hmm. or the Seahawks.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. I think Seattle is safe because nobody. Well, you got LA, so there's LA. It's the Chargers. I mean, the Rams are there, so the Rams could do it, but they still two games back.
I think the Rams are done.
So then that means that the Seahawks are safe, like I thought, right? The Vikings may not be. That ain't the Vikings, so they won't be. So basically, it's either New Orleans,
mm-hmm. which I think New Orleans got it
right. It's going to be New Orleans, or it's going to be the Rams. I don't think the Eagles are going to be able to knock the Cowboys out.
Mm-mm.
I just don't think that's going to happen. Carolina got one more game left, one more head to head. Oh no, they haven't played the Saints at all. So they still got two games against the Saints, right? Yep. Plus the Saints still got their remaining schedule, which with the our division is playing the AFC West.
Okay.
No, the AFC South and the NFC West, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yes, that's what it is. We play. Yeah, because we don't play every NFC. I mean AFC South team yet, except for Indy. We haven't played them yet.
Okay.
So I think they won against Jacksonville in London. They won against the Texans a couple weeks ago at Bank of America, right? That was before London.
Uh-huh.
And then they just got done with the other one. Who's the other one? So it was Jacksonville. It was Houston. And
who did y'all play Sunday?
Who did they play Sunday? They played the NFC team on Sunday, didn't they? Can't remember. But it wasn't. I know we haven't played Indy yet. We haven't played Indy yet, so they are yet to be played. Oh no, I can't think of the other AFC South team. It's the Texans, the Jags, and I'm drawing a blank.
Texans, Jags, who else?
Texans, Jags, Colts.
And?
Tennessee.
Yeah, that's what we just played last week. Right. There it is, right? So they beat all the teams except India and play India.
Got
So, and then, of course, the NFC West teams, we played the Cards already, mm-hmm. played the Niners already.
Mm-hmm.
We still have the Seahawks left. And no, we have played the Rams already too. So and then the rest of the games are division games. So.
Okay.
So Carolina got a shot. They can
Carolina
make it.
Carolina got a shot.
Carolina got a shot. I just don't behind that rookie quarterback. I don't know, but we got a shot though.
I mean, so. Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened. And the last thing I wanted to show you was this. Actually, that's not it. It's actually Glass. Our good buddy Glass put it up on the Urban Arena Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
He put this up here: Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson. And Russell Wilson, right?
Yeah.
So who you like? I mean, I don't know why I'm asking you this. But
I mean, there's no MVP up there.
No? You don't like either one of them? You like Lamar?
I don't see Nick Bosa or Christian McCaffrey.
I don't see them either.
Oh, that's my MVP vote.
There you go, right?
This is the banning of the quarterback.
And that's
why,
like, Team Wendy said in the comment section on the page, he said Christian McCaffrey.
I'm just saying, I'm banning any vote for it. You know, I just got my Deshaun Watson jersey.
You want Watson's right there in the middle.
I'm banning quarterbacks this year. No quarterbacks for MVP.
Okay. I mean,
I'm standing on that firm this year.
Okay, even though it's your boy in the choice, look, and all three of these guys are. I don't know about Russell Wilson. I like Lamar Jackson and I like Deshaun Watson, but I think it's just going to be the toughest one for Deshaun. Even though I think if one of those three guys were to win it, Deshaun would probably deserve it a little bit more because of everything he had to kind of do.
Right, he's doing more with less.
Right, you know.
You know, and I guess Russell is too. So
well, he is to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I mean, for Lamar Jackson, it's just he on a really good team right now.
Right.
You know, and like,
and he's talented. Yeah, not taking nothing
I'm not
away
taking
from
that
him.
No.
But yeah, he's on a really good team. Yeah.
And they just ain't went through that much of adversity, you know, just yet. So, so there's that. All right, so let's go ahead and put a button on this thing, right?
Let's do it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
So NFL.com was being weird again this week, so we don't get our nice little rankings.
Okay.
Right? So we don't get that this week, so they decided not to let us see that. Okay, so we open up this week with the Chargers going to Oakland to play against the Raiders, right? Chargers 4-5, Raiders 4-4. Divisional game.
I think I'm going Raiders. I know the Chargers just came off the win from Green Bay.
Good win. Quality win.
We'll call it that, you know, if your other team isn't playing. I don't know how quality it is, but I'll give them that. Green Bay is a quality team.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking the Raiders are going to go on a little bit of a run right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go the other way. I like the Chargers building a little bit of momentum. I think they stumbled a little bit early, in the midway point through the first half of the season. They kind of lost their footing a little bit.
Didn't have Melvin Gordon.
Right.
He's been running fan. Last week, it was like, okay, he is Melvin Gordon. This is the Melvin Gordon we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they get a little bit of momentum. I think, you know, they going to have a nice little burst, little run right here toward the end, and they're going to fall just short of their goal. They're not going to make the playoffs, but I think they, you know, we're going to see them kind of ramp it up a little bit. And it starts here. Well, actually started last week with that big win against Green Bay. I'm going with the Bolts on this one.
Okay.
All right. So we have the Detroit Lions going to Soldier Field to face off against the Chicago Bears. Lions 3-4-1. Bears 3-5. The bottom going to fell out of it for Chicago.
And I think it's going to keep falling.
I think so too, man.
I mean, you know, someone made a really good point.
Yeah.
Like, so Mitchell Trubisky was in the same quarterback class as, like...
Deshaun Watson. No, not Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Deshaun Watson. It was another one.
Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield.
But how do we get to Mitchell Trubisky? And if I'm not mistaken, Chicago moved up.
They moved up to him. Okay. That was their guy. That's the one they wanted.
Okay.
And I mean, listen, I hear that story all the time, and especially from dudes who live in Chicago, like One Glass, right? Who had so much to say about Mitchell Trubisky. But hindsight is always 20/20. Did we know? Well, obviously we knew something was going on with Baker because he went number one overall. But did we know about Mahomes? Did we know about?
Well, I'm going to give them a pass on Mahomes.
Right.
But what did you see in Mitchell Trubisky that thought he was the one?
And this was a couple years ago. So
I mean, his college resume is so wasn't that impressive. Right. So what did you see that but you thought?
I mean, and Deshaun Watson was right.
Right. So again, what did you see that you thought?
Watson
okay.
came out of Clemson and won a couple of back to back championships. Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's very weird.
Yes, you move up to get Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah,
that's weird. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know, but they moved. That was their guy. They moved to get him. So I don't know.
Oh, you got him.
So you know, I think they're gonna continue to reap what they sow, and until they get it together on off, because the defense was coming together. They still performing pretty good, but not the offense can't. The defense can't do it on their own. You know, and the Lions ain't really that great either, but I do like the quarterback over the Bears quarterback.
Right.
Even though Stafford ain't really got no weapons on offense, I think they can make something happen. I think the Lions can pull this one out. It's a divisional game as well. Look like we got all division games this week. Might be. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm going with the Lions on this one. On the road.
On the Lions as well.
Okay, now I need to dwell on this one. The Ravens roll up into Paul Brown Stadium, face off against the Cincinnati Bengals, and we're going to go ahead and move on from that
right,
one.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm pretty sure nobody in their right mind is picking the Bengals. I don't know when the right time is going to be to pick the Bengals.
But
I guess
this
week. I guess if they line up against the Dolphins, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Probably.
Right, but not this week.
No, definitely not this week. All right, so keep it moving. The Bills go down to the First Energy Stadium to face off against the Cleveland Browns. Now, I said last week that the Cleveland was going to rebound, but you know, the writing's on the wall now. Okay, I'm officially backing off. Right?
Oh, are you?
Because it's too much dumb stuff going on.
Oh,
right? It's like I can't take it no more.
These dudes were Super Bowl bound.
But look,
these dudes were playoffs.
These dudes are super talented. I don't understand. It's always something every week. So now Landry and Beckham.
What did I tell you last week?
They show up to the game with these stupid shoes on.
Forget that.
What?
What did I tell you about their coach?
Look, you know what?
He needs to be on a crawl of catfish.
He's not even in the news this week. It's Beckham and Landry in the news.
Because
this week.
The play calling sucks. His time management is bad.
I can't
he
do
doesn't
it.
Know how to call plays.
I can't do it with the Browns, man.
I want to take his job.
Yeah.
Let me do it for a week.
Yeah, I can't, man. It's like it's so weird. It's like, you know how it's like somebody give you like a Lamborghini, super shiny, right off the lot,
and you don't have a license,
and you ain't got a license, and, or you decide to be cheap and put like unleaded gas.
I just don't know.
What is the problem?
And
here?
Then you see in the replay, Beckham is open. He's calling for the ball.
Yeah.
Not even a look, man.
Why
in the world, on the most crucial play, you don't have the ball in your best receiver's hands?
And the check down was lame. I think he was just scared.
And there was only one person in the check down. Can we at least get him some backup to the check down?
Right.
Like Freddie Kitchens, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Put him out.
I mean, listen, you know, we already said it. It starts with Kitchens. I put the blame fully, you know, at his feet. Then it trickles down to Baker. Baker got to get his. He gonna have to go through some personality training or something in the offseason. I don't know. You know, and then you know, in the offseason, I made this video about the new look Cleveland Browns and how I thought that this group of dudes were special and that they were gonna shock the world this year.
We shocked.
And you know what? Everything that I said that they were gonna overcome. It's consuming them right now.
Right. The loss, the losing.
Right. Yes.
It's terrible.
It's very bad.
And Odell Beckham looks like he's about to blow a fuse at any moment.
You know what? It was all a matter of time with Odell.
Yeah.
It's all a matter of time.
He's going to blow his fuse.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. In fact, I'm going to put a time on it right now.
Uh-oh.
I give him two more weeks, and you're going to see him kicking the net or doing some Odell Beckham style rant.
Ridiculous.
Right, absolutely. It's going to happen.
Okay, I mean,
you know
I
what?
Can't deny it.
I wouldn't put it past. Now, I know he came to Baker Mayfield's defense 2 weeks ago with this whole, that's my quarterback, you know, Terrell Owens stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2 weeks ago. But I wouldn't even, if things keep going the way they're going, I wouldn't put it past some altercation between him and Baker.
Okay.
I wouldn't even put it past that, right?
I'm going Bills.
I'm not picking him this week. I'm not the Browns. I'm going with the Bills, right? Okay, toughest game on the Panthers schedule so far, other than, you know, opening up against the Rams and then
getting destroyed by San Francisco.
Right. I mean, you know, other than those things, right?
Y'all taking an L this week, though.
You think so?
Yeah, y'all up in Lambeau.
They going to Lambeau.
The Packers coming off that embarrassing loss.
They are, man.
I think y'all take an L this week. But the only thing that makes me nervous is I don't know who on the Packers defense can actually stop Christian McCaffrey.
You know, that's what I said. The Packers have been ran on and abused in the running game. And I think, who did it to him worse? Was it Ezekiel Elliott? I don't know who it was. I think it was Elliott. They've been shown to be very susceptible to the run. And Carolina, that's their strong suit, right?
Yeah.
And they can minimize, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb just because I think Green Bay is vulnerable right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because taking a loss to, who they lose to?
Chargers.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. And they got to beat by the running game, right? They got to beat by the running game. Yeah, I like this matchup, even though the location in Carolina's favor, you know, and the fact that, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he always like to bounce back real hard. I'm going with my Panthers this week, because you know what? You know, I had to pick against them a couple weeks ago when they faced off against the Niners, and you know, I can't be doing that, right? So I'm picking the Panthers to survive Lambeau.
Okay.
All right, they're gonna survive. That's what's gonna happen. They're gonna survive.
Okay.
Lambeau. Here's another one that I'm going to spend a whole lot of time with. Falcons going into the Superdome to face off against the Saints. Ain't no wins in Mikasa. That ain't going to happen.
Yes, Saints are done.
Right. The Giants and the Jets play against each other this week.
Woo-woo!
I'm going with... Look. You got to feel confident about the Giants this week.
If your boy...
Lev Bell ain't even playing. He's got the...
Boy Danny Penny don't come out and win this one.
Oh, yeah. He's going to have a good game this week, man.
So, I'm going Giants.
Yeah. I like the Giants on this one, too. And besides, the number one weapon of the Jets is done. And your boy, Sam Darnold, you know, a couple weeks ago, he said he was seeing ghosts. This week, he had a quote saying that he's seeing the field better than ever before.
And that's what he did with it? He
must have got a new visor or something.
Okay.
I don't know, right? I like the Giants in this game. I think this is probably going to be Jones' breakout game, too.
Should be against no competition.
Yeah, you should get a chance to sit in the pocket and throw the ball instead
and
of running
for his
life.
And then the boy from the Jets goes back to his old team, the guy they just got. What's his name? Williams?
Oh, yeah,
Williams.
Yeah.
So he's going to go and make an impact.
Okay. The Cardinals come out from the West Coast to fly all the way over here to face off against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I can't believe the Cardinals got a better record than the Bucs. That's so hard to believe.
I mean, they got a tie.
Yeah.
The Bucs must have had a bye week.
Yeah. So the Cardinals won it last year before they lost this week to the Seattle Seahawks. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the Tampa, play against the 49ers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they had won three in a row. I don't know. The Bucs, I watched them play. They were playing against the Russell Wilson and them, and they put up a fight, man. Like, the Bucs can play, but man, they be losing though. You know what? I'm gonna go with the Bucs this week because they're at home and give them a little bit of, you know, Aaron's playing against his old team. It should be a good one, right?
I'm going Bucs.
Yeah, should be good, right? Chiefs and Titans. Unfortunately, I think Mahomes is actually coming back this week, or
I hope he's not.
Or is it? I can't remember what the narrative was.
They have a bye, don't they?
Yeah, yes, I got it. So I think he's actually going to sit this week. Because I was just trying to remember what they said.
I think Matt Moore can handle the Titans.
I think so, too. Unfortunately, we're going to see something crazy, drastic happen with the Titans and the Bucks in the offseason. I got a feeling that these two dudes who went 1-2 in that draft, Mariota and
they're going to cut Mariota.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to cut Jay. I think Mariota's going to Tampa. And I think Winston is going to Tennessee.
Nah, Bruce Arians don't want Mariota.
You think he won't Mariota?
No, you don't want no one else.
Get him
somebody
from the draft.
No, he won't get somebody.
Maybe use him as a backup.
Nah.
So, you know.
Now you might well keep Jameis.
But we know that Mariota won't be the quarterback in Tennessee, and I don't think Winston's going to be the quarterback in Tampa Bay either. Especially not with Bruce Arians there. I think Bruce Arians has seen what he needed to see,
right?
And they're ready to move on, right? But I like the Chiefs, even without their quarterback, even though the Titans are at home. I'm going to go with the Chiefs, right? Mm-hmm. Dolphins, Colts. I'm going to go ahead and roll with the Colts. Colts at home.
Dolphins got their one win for the season, and now we can move on.
Yeah.
Back to the regular schedule program. So at least
they won't be winless, right?
That's it.
They won't be winless. There it is. So now we put that pressure on Cincinnati.
There you go.
Right? There it is, right? Rams and Steelers, this is a pretty good one. Steelers has been doing their thing. I think they're a little bit outmatched in this one. I'm going to go with the visiting team. Even though the Rams ain't really showing a whole lot of power like they used to. They're kind of mediocre right now.
And the Steelers are mediocre.
I think the Steelers are a little bit below average.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's mediocre, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the visiting team. I'm going with the Rams.
I'm
going to
go with the visiting team, too. I think they're actually going to let, what's his name? Gurley go loose this
week. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And Vikings going to AT&T Stadium to face off against the Cowboys, who are feeling real good about themselves right now. After losing all them games in a row, they don't want a couple in a row. They feel good. The Vikings ain't ready to shut it down, though. I think the Vikings going in and get a win. And I think in this game right here, I think they're going to kind of go in there and humble these Cowboys. Because, as soon as they start feeling good about themselves, somebody always come in and humble them and bring them back down to earth. And I think this is what happens in this game. I like the Vikings in this one. Even though the Cowboys, their team is kind of coming together. They still have some issues with the offensive line. They're not able to be as dominant as they used to be, which means they can't really run the ball, and Dak doesn't feel as safe as he used to. I like the Vikings defense as well. So
I'm going with the Vikings. They came off that heartbreaking loss to Kansas City.
Yeah.
And they need to get that taste out their mouth. And Dallas has a way of making bad choices. Mm-hmm. Only thing that concerns me is that they are at home.
Yeah.
So, they got the...
And it's a primetime game, too.
It's a primetime game. But, however, I'm going Vikings. I think they go in there and they get the win.
Yeah, I think so, too. And then on our Monday night game is in the divisional game to cap everything off.
Ooh, this is going to be good.
Seahawks and the Niners. That's going to be a really good one right there. And I'm actually really torn because, the Niners...
I think this is where San Francisco gets their first loss.
You think so?
Yep.
Because, we kind of pinpointed when New England was going to lose. We never really quite figured out when...
we said it's either the Seahawks or what was the other team?
Oh, it was the Seahawks or it was going to be the Ravens.
Right.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. Because after this game, they got the Cardinals again. And then they got that Ravens game, right? Mm-hmm. So, if they can survive this one...
They got the Seahawks again, then the Ravens.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, so they got the Seahawks in a couple weeks.
So here's
the
thing.
It's the home game for the 49ers, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So if they beat them at home, they're going to lose to them at the Seahawks.
Right.
But I think the Seahawks are going to beat them here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Man, I think they pumped up right now, man. And really, like I said, the Seahawks offense ain't really, and I've been watching Russell Wilson run for his life. All season long.
Russell Wilson to Lockett is becoming like the best thing since sliced bread.
I mean, it's definitely fun to watch.
I'm going Seahawks here. I think the Niners take their first L.
I think that Niners secondary might have something to say. You know what? I like the Niners secondary. Them boys right there, like they got that dude, that little running back dude, Breeder. He's pretty good.
You think they take this home win?
I think the defense is going to be a little too much for Russell Wilson because he just don't have enough firepower on offense. He got Lockett, which is great. But they don't got enough options. And I think, the 49ers are going to do a really good job of taking away the little bit of weapons that he got. And the defense will do the rest, right? So, I think they're not going to survive this one.
Okay.
I think they come out of this one unscathed.
Okay.
And they remain undefeated through this week as well. So I like that one. That one is good, right? And then we have a lot of teams on the bye this week. We got Philly, we got New England, so we have to worry about suffering watching the New England game this week. And that's good. It took that loss right before they won their bye. Washington, nobody wants to see them anyway. Broncos, nobody wants to see them anyway. And the Jackson and Texans are all on byes this week. Right?
Awesome.
Yeah, so that is...
It's going to be a good week of football, as always.
Absolutely. It's going to be good. Yep, and I'm excited. Especially now that we really going to be focused on this playoff picture now. I check in on it every couple weeks or so to see what's going on with it. I like this time of year. It's always great. You know what I mean? It's kind of sad though, because I know. Well, you know,
coming to an end.
Well, not because if you think about it, even though we crossing over to week 10, which means we only got 7 really weeks left. But then you also got that extra month of postseason play, and then a gap between, you know, that and the Super Bowl. So it's really a lot of football left.
It's a yeah, lot of football.
So
it's
a lot of football. Yeah, left. Yeah, yeah. So we good. Anyway, I think that's going to be the show for this week, right?
That's it.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I think so. I didn't have any voice messages. I checked before we started recording. Nothing like that happened. I tried to do something special this week. I tried to do a little live stream, you know, just so you guys can hear our voice and maybe chime in live. Maybe I'll deal with it again next week. Just try to do something special for you guys who support the channel and support the brand.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. But everything else is good. You can click all our links. Check out the Patreon and the donation pages. Support your boys, subscribe to the channels, download the podcast, do all that good stuff. Y'all know how to do it. We're going to get up out of here, right?
I'm Bernie B.
Yeah, I'm Big Q. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.